By what must have been early 73, 67 had actually broken up. Now, I have no idea why. I think maybe it was because the bathroom burnt down or something, as Jeremy was pointing out yesterday.
I think the landlord had a say in the matter. The council might have had a say in the matter. It's not a story of landscape.
Yeah. But it must have been April... it wasn't... Well, I don't know. By the middle of 73, I must have been over in Australia Street. And then basically, I just kind of remember thinking that we can't just let this thing die. We've got to keep it going. And I remember that, you know, so we started this little cell in Australia Street of trying to keep things moving. But I know that, and I remember we had meetings every Friday night. And, you know, people like Barry Prothero, I'm pretty sure, came. Terry Batterham, Josepha said she was there. Ken actually said that the first time he ever went to a gay thing was actually at Australia Street. I wanted to keep it going, and so that was a suitable venue. I mean, it was actually in my bedroom. But my bedroom was really, truly enormous. I mean, it had a piano and a lounge chair suite, you know, a whole... And a big fireplace. It was really, really grand and enormous. And I seem to remember that we actually planned quite a few things of that week in that bedroom, and also for the Gay Pride March itself. Mm. It was supposed to be Gay Pride week, but it ended up being like 5 to 16 or something like that. I think it never actually only happened in that first week. We had a kind of zap thing in the Domain the Sunday before, I think, and some of those TACFA pictures are from that. Mm. And some poetry reading and...
There was a picture of the Hare Krishna's being harassed by, I think, by yourself.
Yeah, I think it could have been me. Mm. Yeah, I think that was probably that Sunday, actually. We had something in the Domain. And then on like the Tuesday or Wednesday, we had the thing in the Cenotaph where Richard Jessop actually got arrested.
Mm.
So it really, it went on for like quite a bit more than just that week.
What did he get arrested for?
I honestly can't remember.
Okay.
I had a tendency to start kissing people in public when there was a television camera or anybody around, or, you know, as a sort of confrontation. I mean, Terry Batterham and I were notorious for always going to some deep sort of pash or something on some town hall steps or something. Was it just being there? I mean, I think that it wasn't very much. Maybe we just had a little bit of street theatre going on or something.
They were arrested by the council officers, or the council office made a complaint or something.
Yeah, I think that's...
It wasn't the police...
But I think he was taken by the police, wasn't he?
Yeah, probably.
I think in those pictures, yeah. You have to talk to Richard about that. Yeah. I'm sure he has the memory for that one.
If we can find him, yeah.
Let's
move on. There was a zap. Was it the Bailey zap that week? It should have been Wednesday, I think. That was the...
Yeah, I would have to say... if you'd asked me that a week ago, I would have said it was earlier in the year, but I now think it probably was that week. It was probably a whole series of things that we did.
There's two stories. One's earlier in the year, and there's a photo in with Richard with a plate full of homosexual brains in Tribune. I'm sure it's earlier than Gay Pride Week.
Mm.
And then there's the all these accounts of Gay Pride Week and the brains on the carpet, like as another episode or another...
Mm.
So...
I have a feeling it would have been earlier that year, actually. Because there was the McConaughey conference thing, which I was, you know, involved in, and we took the eggs and tomatoes or something, and we didn't hit them, apparently, you know, that story that was told yesterday. And that rang a bell as well. I remembered that it was kind of like, you know, this sort of like, they didn't want to hit the guru because of this sort of denial kind of thing. I mean, it's just insane.